Hello and welcome to another 8-minute demo in the Microsoft Azure Stack 8-minute demo video series. My name is Charles Joy. I'm a Principal Program Manager on the Azure Stack team. And today's demo is all about hybrid VM deployment in both Azure and Azure Stack. And it is just under 8 minutes, probably like 6 or something. So I hope you enjoy. Okay, in today's demonstration, I'm going to show you hybrid deployment for Azure and Azure Stack with the same exact PowerShell script. You can see I have Azure Stack here on the left. It's a fresh one. I don't have anything deployed. And I have an Azure subscription here loaded, and it has some stuff deployed in it. And we're going to be using a script that I use quite often for my demonstrations. We have a hybrid demo PowerShell script I'll show you in a second. And I'm using the standard simple VM deployment from GitHub. Now let's go into PowerShell and look at the components of the script that need to be there for a hybrid deployment. So essentially, we need a connection to Azure, a connection to Azure Stack. Obviously, we'll swap back and forth as needed. And then I have a couple other regions here for Git, just to show the resource groups or VMs in each environment, and then the deploy portion here. Now, I have set up connections to both Azure and Azure Stack, so I didn't have to show you logging in. It's the same experience either way, but essentially you could do add RM account, or you could use login. This is what I use for my scripts. So I'm going to just show you here quickly. We'll select the Azure subscription. You can see that it is connected there, showing that. And I will do a quick get of resource groups from Azure to show. There's the resource groups in Azure. And if we go to Azure here, we can see there's my resource groups. Now we can do the same thing for Azure Stack. That same exact set of commands, except I'm going to choose a different subscription. And again, this is a fresh deployment of Azure Stack, so there won't be but one called system. So we're going to run that same exact resource group command, though. See, I established my connection to Azure Stack, and I'm going to run that same command that I ran just before for Azure. You can see resource group system. And it works the same way. So you basically establish your connections, and then you could select your connections and deploy the script that you want. So let's start back in Azure. So I'm going to go ahead and select, actually this time, all of this, because I have some Azure-specific variables, like location being West US or whatever you want to choose. In Azure Stack, we have the location of local in the proof of concept. And then, of course, the blob storage endpoint is a little different. I also have a location prefix here just to identify where that VM is deployed in the naming. So I'm going to go ahead and establish my connection back to Azure and set up these variables and deploy a virtual machine. So I'm going to minimize these other regions, get down to the deploy, and use this deployment PowerShell that I've used various times now. And I've changed here with hybrid app RG instead of my RG sort of thing for this demonstration. But you can see here, this basically gets a fresh resource group name. And then I set some other variables, password, VM name, using a random number here for the storage account and the public IP name, just so, because we're in public Azure, I don't want to run into anyone. Well, hopefully not with what I've set up here. So let's go ahead and execute this, and then I'll show you the portal, and then we'll come back when it's finished. So I'll go ahead and go to the portal, refresh. It's in deploying status, and you can see it's already has some resources. So we'll come back when this is complete. All right, we're back, and you can see it succeeded here. We'll go into the PowerShell screen here and succeeded. So we have our first public cloud deployment for this virtual machine in this demonstration complete. Now, all we have to do is go back up here, and we'll minimize the Azure environment since we don't need that connection anymore. And we're going to go ahead and connect to the Azure Stack one. Now, as I said, I already authenticated, so all I need to do is swap the subscription and put in my local to the Azure Stack variables, and then once again, highlight and run this region. Then I'll show you the portal, and we'll come back when it's complete. So I'm gonna go ahead and browse. Might as well start that now. There we go. It's deploying. I'll come back when this is complete. All right, the Azure Stack deployment has succeeded. You can see it finished here, and in PowerShell, we could see it succeeded here. So at this point, we have deployed a virtual machine into Azure and to Azure Stack using the same exact script, just different variables. And now we can go ahead and use the git commands that I had set up here. So while since we're connected to the Azure Stack environment here in PowerShell, we can go ahead and do the git resource group name. You can see I have now system and the hybrid app RG01. And then, if we want to look at the virtual machines in this environment, we can see we have the hybrid app local 01. And one more last time of switching. So, I'm going to go ahead and connect back to Azure. And then, I'm going to run the resource group name git. And you can see hybrid app RG01 is here. And then, in that virtual machine list, we can see hybrid app pub 01, which would be the public version of that deployment. So at this point, we have quickly deployed a virtual machine in both places, and we've done gits in both places just using the same exact PowerShell scripts. So this is our hybrid demonstration using PowerShell against Azure and Azure Stack. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.